think I'm going to call these videos something kind of weird, like the Turtle Inquiries. And this guy's always here, giving us a symbol of how to live our lives. Look how trusting and smooth his life is, just cruising through the water and just picking up little pieces of food along the way, just nibbling and taking what he needs. Anyway, what I wanted to speak about today, something a little bit deeper, a little bit more inquisitive, like an inquiry for you to really sit with. And this is about the mind, your mind, and investigating the mind, investigating your mind, seeing what's really here. So if you notice, you might not notice, but if you take a few days to just kind of look, you'll see that the mind is always moving. It's just chomping on things all the time. It's always busy. It is busyness. It's a continuation of thoughts. It's a explosion of creativity. And you know, it's kind of like the earth is always spinning, but we don't really notice that it's spinning unless it stopped. And then we would see, wow, the sun and the moon are just staying there all the time. And then we would notice it. And this is the same thing with the mind. We don't really even know that the mind is going. We have no idea that the mind's already always moving in some direction and creating something. So this is an exploration in what happens when the mind stops. When you see that the sun is just sitting there and it's not moving for days, you know, what's that like to just sit and look at your consciousness? That's the bright sun, and just watch that it's not moving, that it's just radiating consciousness. This light of awareness constantly emanating from behind the mind. It's like the light in the projector in a movie theater. And this energy is always flowing. It's never not flowing. Just like the mind, it's constantly moving. So it gives us this experience, this constant flow of experience through life. And it's pretty amazing just being alive and noticing, wow, the mind, consciousness, a continuation of thoughts and feelings and experiences are always happening through me. Okay? And so we don't really know this until we step back from it and we start to say, wow, hey, life, it's happening. And there's a stillness behind it. There's a still point. You know, the earth, the very center of the earth is not moving. The very, very center, the atom that's at the very, very, very center, it's not moving. It's not rotating at all. It's actually completely still. And so if you can find this within yourself, that which is not rotating, that's not moving, it's not evolving, it's not growing, it's not doing anything, it's not changing, then you're going to find a place of freedom. You're going to find a place where you can rest. Because taking a nap here and there, going to bed early, all of this is not really what I'm talking about when I say really rest. When I say rest, like, it's a deep rest inside your soul all day long. It's 24/7 that you feel this deep relaxation inside of yourself, knowing that all of this is a movie screen, and there's all these actors and the stage, and all of this is playing out. And so to get there, you got to slow down the movie. You got to stop getting the body, you know, flowing, you know, energized. It's constantly energized with things. And so that's why sometimes it's really good to stop. Stop eating. Stop doing. Stop drinking. Stop everything. And just be. You know, whatever it is that's continually feeding you, you know, stop that. Stop the TV or the cell phone or the conversations and, you know, just drink water for a day and eat cucumbers for a day and see what happens. See what that bland flatness does to the system. It just completely annihilates the ego's constant yearning for something more, for things to change and be different. So experiment on yourself, right? That's the only way you'll know that you're growing, that you're evolving, is if you try something new. And to shift gears means do something radical. So give it a go. You know, take a day. Take a Sunday or a Saturday or any day and just eat cucumbers. And just do nothing. Put away your cell phone. Put away the TV. Go away in nature. Go for a walk with your bag of cucumbers and just relax. And just watch the craziness that's happening in your head. And in your heart and your gut. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. And it might totally drive you nuts. But there's a calm at the end of the storm. And so when you relax through the craziness, you'll find that you come home and you're much more sane. You're much more clear about who you are and what you want. So give yourself permission and time to just go through your craziness. Experience it so that you can come home to yourself. So that you can relax and rest at the core of your being, where there is no mind chatter at all. There's just pure awareness. And rest for many, many hours in this place. This is an absolute ticket to freedom, to true freedom, to absolute divine experience of life, the most divine experience. So, thank you for listening. Be well.